JCA monitoring.
JCA, N4JBM.
Jerry, you're either up early or haven't been to bed yet. I'm up celebrating my dyslexia and my 36th birthday today.
That means you'll be 46 next year then.
That'll be close.
Be correct. It would be the latter. I have not been to bed yet.
I checked UPS last night after 9 o'clock, and they changed their database to I won't have that package until Monday.
And now, but give me just a minute. I'm mobile and going in a hole, and I cannot hear you.
Stand by, you're getting out, no problem, KA3JCA.
JCA, N4JBM.
Yeah, I was hearing you fine, Jerry. So, am I making it into the repeater okay?
Yeah, it was just my location, and I've only got a quarter wave on the truck, and that's what I'm driving right now.
Do is put your little broom right there and put you one of those log periodics and just mount it permanently there. That way the front of your truck can always face north, and then you just point that beam wherever you want to, whatever repeater you want to hit. Hi.
But eventually I'm wanting to come up with an 897D and get an ATOS 120 antenna. That's a screwdriver that'll do 70 centimeters, 2 meters, all the way down to 80.
Radio.
On the truck, but I think it would go great in here.
Just want to run and pick up breakfast?
What?
Morning, did you go out to pick up breakfast?
Yeah, awful. Some breakfast.
And my daughter. They gave me my birthday card this morning, along with the ones from the family members and so forth. And Ashley made me some eggs and bacon and bacon grits, some orange juice, a glass of milk, and Sally made her wonderful cup of coffee. So I partook in that, and I'm wanting to lay back down and take a nap. Hi.
I'll be home in about 25 minutes, and I think I'm going to lay down and take me a nap. And then get up and go to the arena after a while.
Arena?
Because barrel racing, and they're having their Christmas parade on the horses, and then a fun ride today, barrel racing.
Is that up there in Tryon, or I didn't know there was a horse arena around here?
Actually, quite a few that do barrel racing around, but this one's up in Landrum.
Got it. I don't know if she likes horse races or not.
Sundays, that's where I spend my afternoons to evenings, is when she's got barrel races, is I'll go up there and watch her race, and we also do the concessions.
So you guys help out with the concession, like with the hot dogs, burgers, and drinks and stuff like that? That's a good thing to do.
The people that was doing it moved away. Anybody else that was going to take it over and didn't know what they were going to do, if they were even going to have concessions. So my brother and sister-in-law decided they were going to pick it up. And then a lot of days I'll run it, or if they're out of town, I'll go up there and do it on my own.
Nice. Yeah, I remember those days when I did youth sports with the YMCA, and I ran the soccer games on Saturdays from like 7:30 in the morning till noon, and we had a little hot dog vendor come out, and on the days he wasn't there, it was like a nightmare. KA3JCA with N4JBM.
He kind of decided to take it over. Was we went a couple of sessions during one of the seasons without anybody there doing anything, and when you're there from like 1 o'clock till 7 or 8 at night, and you can't get no food, drinks, or anything like that, and there's not a store close by, it's not fun.
But it comes in handy to have like a Sam Sam's or a Costco membership, go over there and buy the stuff in bulk, the chips and the drinks and stuff, and then get you those big things of hot dogs and throw them in a crock pot.
Dude, but we don't do a crock pot. We've got a little propane grill that we take out there and we grill them fresh.
That's even better.
Big on boiled hot dogs or anything, and they aren't either, so we just got a tiny little grill, and we can cook like 12 or 13 at a time, and it works out great.
KA3JCA, this is AA4GH, happy birthday.
Good evening, Gus. My friend Jerry's in here. His call is in for JBM, but thank you for the birthday wishes. And Jerry, this is Gus, AA4GH. He's down in Florida. And do you have your relatives and grandkids today?
Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel. I'll drop off and let you guys finish your conversation. But I did log in just so I could say happy birthday, Richard. I hope you have a great day and that your family does nice things for you. Over.
They gave me my presidency breakfast, so I greatly appreciate my family there. They're very loving and caring.
Well, that's great to hear. You're a good guy, and I'm glad your family's taking care of you. Over.
Were you going to do that thing today when your grandkids come over?
We'll be with them maybe 11 o'clock till 4 o'clock, something like that. Over.
Drop me an email real quick with, like, their names and their age. And that way when I call you, it'll be from Santa calling you. And we'll go from there, sir.
Sounds good. I did send you an email. I'll resend it to make sure you have it in front of you. And is there a particular time that's good? Over.
What time did you say they were coming over to the house?
We're actually traveling up near Orlando to see them, but expect to get there and be there by 11, and I think we have to leave at 4 to go on to the next stop. Over.
You want to shoot about 1 o'clock? Is that okay?
Clock sounds great. I'm really grateful that Santa is going to be able to have a brief chat with them. Wouldn't want to tie you up long, but I think they'll get a real kick out of it. Over.
Just checked my email, and it must not have come through yet. I even checked the spam folder in the trash, but I usually get your emails pop up, so alrighty, I'll wait for that, because I know Santa would love to talk to him.
We're all looking forward to that, and the kids are young enough, they're still impressionable and believe in Santa, and I think they're going to have a great time, so thanks again. Over.
Alrighty, AA4GH, KA3JCA.
Just a quick final thought, do you want to do it via your repeater? That might be easier than trying to do it on the talk group. Over.
Yeah, we can do that. Just let me know, or I'll have it on here about 1 o'clock, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, great. I'll call CQ for Santa and give your call sign, and then you'll know I'm on the air. Thanks, Richard. I really appreciate it. Happy birthday.
No problem, sir. 73 KA3JCA.
Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel, off and clear.
I'm KA3JCA. Sorry about that, Jerry. If you're up about 1 o'clock, you could listen in there, sir.
About headed to the arena, so I should be on. Make it yesterday?
Hey, I thought you heard me. That must have been when you were going in the hole. No, it never did arrive yesterday. I checked it after 9 o'clock, and they updated it to saying it won't be here till Monday.
But that'll give you time to get an SD card, too.
Well, matter of fact, I just got my birthday presents today, and I'm getting ready to order some stuff now.
Almost back at the house, but happy birthday, and I'll talk to you later this afternoon.
3KA3JCH.
I'm clear.
ACA and 4ZLK.
Dean, are you on the way back home to, you should be off today, that's right, KA3JCA.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm sitting at my desk. I was copying some CW and heard somebody had a birthday today, so I wanted to say happy birthday and ask you how it feels to be 27 now.
27, I turned 36 today.
Getting up there.
I had to point out that next year, I jumped 10 years. I'll be 46 next year.
Birthday. That's pretty cool. I'm glad I was sitting here, because otherwise I wouldn't have known.
I guess about 1 o'clock this morning, I kind of woke up for some medicine, and Sally handed me my birthday cards, and that reminded me of my birthday. See, there, I would have forgotten it myself.
Forget, will they?
Now, Sally, you going to say good morning?
Sally, good to hear you this morning. Hope you all have a wonderful Sunday. It looks like it might be beautiful out there. A little cold, though.
Degrees over here.
From the way it has been. Yeah, I think it's... I don't even know what it is. I know it's below 30 up here. I need to get a temperature gauge from my desk here so that when I'm back here... Because everybody seems to give a temperature report on all their QSOs, especially on HF, so I need to get something back here.
I'm not sure where the temperature is actually at. I have that Google Max hub so I can at least look outside to check the front door and see if it's snowing and so forth, and I just asked it for the temperature, and it told me the temperature today is...
Reading from 20 miles away, and up here, I can drop down in the valley, come leave the house and drop down into the Illinois Valley around Pumpkin Town, and the temperature will drop anywhere from 5 to 10 degrees down in the valley.
Now, you're in that valley there. Do you get a lot of the snow if it does snow, or is it kind of like protected by the mountains on both sides?
And I don't know that there's enough of a difference yet. It's in the 5 years we've been here, we've had about 4 good snows, and it seems to be pretty even-handed the way it lays down. It's just the temperature... early in the morning will be a difference coming down from where I am down to the, down to that valley. It regulates, during the summer or later on in the day, it'll be about the same. But first thing in the morning, I noticed a big temperature difference.
Yeah, here lately, I mean, we're out in the open over here. You kind of know where we live in the area. Butler Road and, Bridges Road over there when you take 385 down towards Simpsonville and Fountain Inn. But, so it's kind of flat over here. So it seems pretty much that the Simpsonville and Malden temperature in Woodruff Town over here, all the temperatures are fairly close when you look them up.
Right, I used to live a little bit further down that way, down 385. And it was pretty standard temperature across the way there, but I think it's pretty close. All the internet temperatures, all the apps, they all come show a different location up here in Cleveland. Cleveland's a pretty good size area like Simpsonville is, so just because it says Cleveland doesn't mean it's right where I might be. So I do need to get an outdoor temperature a little weather station, I think, would be pretty cool. Maybe next year's Christmas gift. Maybe I'll do that. Anyway, Richard, happy birthday. I'm going to let you go. Just heard you in there and wanted to say hello and tell Sally and Ashley to everybody have a good day, and I'll talk to you again. KA3JCA and 4ZLK.
Bye, Shane. Have a good day.
KA3JCA 73, Shane. With KA4JCA. Bye-bye.
Good to hear you guys. N4ZLK.